for Mommy, please. Oh, Frank, she's been crying over an hour now. I'm afraid she's going to wake everybody up.
Well, maybe some scotch would help.
You can't give a baby scotch.
Honey, I was talking about for me. Oh, come on, Lily. Please stop crying. Please, honey, be quiet for Daddy. Huh? Get you go, honey. Get you go.
Okay, we took a vote. One more scream and the kid is up for adoption.
Lily, mother, stick something in her mouth. Go up to the old milk machine.
Yeah. Well, I tried that. Nothing works.
You know, this reminds me of the amazing crying baby of Borneo. Her cry was so piercing that it could actually be heard by pearl divers 50 feet under the sea.
How'd they get her to stop?
They didn't. So now she's the amazing crying old lady of Borneo.
Oh, man. I haven't heard crying like this since my trip to Borneo.
Cody, she's never acted like this before. I don't know what's gotten into her. I've tried everything. Changing her, feeding her, rocking her, nothing works.
Watch, let me take a look under the hood. You know, I'm kind of simpatico with babies. Maybe I can have a little powwow with the munchkin and find out what's wrong.
Well, all right. Here, good Uncle Cody.
Come here. That's it. Tell your cousin Codeman all your problems. Oh, dude, that gives me gas, too. Dudesy.
She stopped.
God bless you, Cody.
Gee, thanks, Cody. Okay. Here, let me take her. I'll put her in her crib.
Okay.
Oh, shoot.
Wow, maybe I shouldn't have moved her so quick. Here, why don't you give her back? I'll see if I can quiet her down again.
All right, here.
Okay, cool. Dude, looks like I got the mite all touch. You know, why don't I just spend the night with her right here on the couch?
Oh, well, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, well, come on now, honey. I mean, after all, it's not good for the baby to cry all night, and it's not good for you either. You need your sleep.
Well, I guess you're right. Okay, night, Lily.
Night, Mommy.
Night, sweetie.
Night. I'm just going to take a little snooze here on the couch with the cold man. All right. Got a little Pee-wee slumber party, huh?
Right, yes.
Why don't you just eat my shorts?
Here's an idea, Jamie. Why don't you set your face on fire and put it out with a shovel?
See, that's what I like about you, Barky. Even though you're ugly, you've got a real bad personality.
Welcome to another edition of Family Feud. So what's the problem today? The problem is, we're in the same psychology class, you know, so the professor is forcing us to do a project together.
8 hours observing some place called the Family Helpline.
Yeah, and now I have to spend my Saturday nights with Spud the mouth-breathing potato.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm rubber and you're glue, so everything you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
What are you, like 3 years old?
I know you are, but what am I?
God. Grow a brain.
Make me.
JT, shut up.
Make me.
Go away.
Make me.
Come on, Lily. I did everything the book said to do. You're supposed to stop crying now.
Honey, why don't we call Cody and let him try? He seemed to have the magic touch last night.
No, I'm her mother. I can get her to stop crying.
Oh, no, honey, I think we're missing a golden opportunity here now. If we let Cody take Lily, then he can perform his bedtime magic, and then I can perform mine.
Frank, I can't think about sex now. I'm in mother mode.
None of us can sleep, so I brought the baby pacifier.
Sandman Patrol reporting to duty, sir.
It's okay. I think Lily's getting a little quieter now.
Mom, you're not cutting it. So hand over the baby and nobody gets hurt.
Well, let Cody give it a shot. I did work last night.
I see. Everybody thinks that all I have to do is give Cody the baby and she'll stop crying. Well, all right. I'll show you. It is not as easy as that.
Yeah, it's not like she's just going to hand the baby over and then all of a sudden she's going to stop.
Face it, Mom. You've lost your fastball.
Oh, dude, it's not your mom's fault. It's probably like a coincidence, you know. Hey, why don't I take her downstairs for another Pee-wee slumber party, huh?
Well, I would hate to have you do that.
No, I don't mind. I mean, it's kind of fun. Besides, I like waking up with drool all over my neck.
Okay.
Come on, honey.
All right, okay.
All right, okay. Let's everybody try and get some sleep. Boy, Lily, you're driving your mother crazy.
Well, this is just great.
Oh, come on now, Carol. Don't feel bad. Everything is going to be fine. Besides, we're alone now. You thinking what I'm thinking?
My baby hates me.
No, that wasn't what I was thinking.
Hi, is this the family helpline?
No, it's the House of Blues. I'm B.B. King. You must be J.T. and Dana. I'm Howard. Come on in. Hello. Helpline, what's your problem?
I'm just really bummed. See, my mom's always on my case. My basketball coach, she doesn't like me. And I just got a D in algebra.
Yeah, life's tough. Here's what you do. Quit basketball, be nice to your mom, crack a book once in a while, and stop feeling sorry for yourself.
Okay. Bye.
Have a nice life. Another crisis averted.
So this is the kind of advice people get when they call the family helpline?
Look, this isn't exactly Rescue 911. Most people just have simple problems. They just need someone to talk to. Today, I had three my mom doesn't understand me's, one my boss won't give me a raise, and one kid took 14 showers and he still thought he had B.O. I handled them all, balanced my checkbook, and scored 50,000 points on Game Boy.
You got Game Boy?
Right over there and knock yourself out.
Cool.
Hello, helpline, what's your problem?
My water just broke. I think I'm having the baby.
Yeah, calm down. Where's the father?
Howard, you're the father.
Kathy? It's my wife. We're having a baby. Honey, I'll meet you at the hospital. You, JT, you look like the smart one. You're in charge.
Wait a minute. You can't go. What if somebody calls?
Just be sympathetic like me.
What if there's something
don't
serious?
Worry. If there's a serious problem, call my beeper. The number's on that list next to the phone.
Yes, 10,000 points. Man, being a mental health worker is a lot more fun than I thought.
Oh, God. What are we going to do? We're not trained to handle this.
Relax. I'll handle this. I'm the smart one, remember? Hello, helpline. Hello, helpline. Helpline, what's your problem?
Hi. My name's Cindy. I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I need someone to talk to.
Yeah, I'm here for you, Cindy. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, a couple months ago, I started doing some modeling.
You're a model?
Yeah, that's kind of the problem. See, my boyfriend's the jealous type, and it really upset him when I started doing lingerie ads.
Well, Cindy... It seems to me that you're just in a lot of pain. Cindy, what are you wearing right now?
Oh! Are you crazy? This is a helpline, not the psychic sex connection.
Hey, you help your way, I'll help mine, okay? I'll take care of this one. Maybe it's another insecure babe calling for a doctor. Feel good.
Don't you touch that. Testosterone-driven fool.
Hello. Welcome to the Family Helpline. We're here to listen to your problems, be sympathetic, and help you through all the most difficult times of your life.
Hi, I'm 16. I got big family problems. I don't see it ever getting better. I mean, I just don't see a way out. I think I'm gonna drive up to Lookout Cliff. take the big plunge and end it all.
What do we do?
Can we put you on hold for just a minute?
What are you doing?
I'm gonna page Howard. I do not know what to say to this guy. Oh, my God, it's Howard's beeper. Do something, you're the smart one.
Me?
Do something!
Alcohol, drugs, pregnancy, zits. Why is there nothing in here on suicide?
I don't know, I'm gonna go to the bookstore and find something, okay?
JT, no! We can't keep this guy on hold forever.
Then talk to him.
Hello. Thanks for holding.
I said I'm gonna drive off a cliff, and you put me on hold?
Okay, that was a mistake. But we're back, and we're glad that you're here. What's your name?
Todd. What's yours?
My name.
Don't give him your real name.
Why not?
It could be somebody you know, or even somebody you dated.
Although that would have probably pushed him over the edge already.
Tell me your name or not.
My name's Barky.
Barky?
It's a pet name. My partner's name is Spud.
Oh, great. I'm supposed to share my problems with a dog and a potato.
Look, that's not the point here. Why don't you just tell us what's bothering you?
Well, Spud, my dad just got remarried, and he's practically ignoring me now. His new wife and her kids are moving into our house tomorrow. Now I have a stepbrother and a stepsister. Total morons. You have no idea what that's like.
Oh, yes, we do. Tell me something. When you look at your new step-siblings, do the words trailer trash spring to mind?
Well, it's just that all these strange people are going to be moving into my house, using our stuff, and putting all their junk in my closet.
You think that's bad, buddy?
Let's talk bathroom, okay? Try to get a little privacy to read the sports page while some witch is banging on the door saying, "Are you done yet? I have to put on my makeup." Like makeup's going to help, you know what I mean?
Listen, Greaseball, we're supposed to be helping this guy.
Who are you calling Greaseball?
Please, you can't even wear a hat because it'll slide off your head.
Don't make fun of my hair,
okay?
Right?
How about your brain, or as I like to call it, the Dead Sea?
You know, Dana, you're a real pain in the butt.
Oh, that's witty.
Shut up!
Grow up.
Throw up.
Please.
Todd?
Okay, officer. Thank you. Bye. The police are up at Lookout Cliff. Todd hasn't been there yet, but if he shows up, they've got barricades to stop him.
Good.
We screwed up huge. That kid was desperate for somebody to talk to.
Yep, we really blew it. All we could do was rag on each other about our stuff.
You know, I remember what it was like when you guys moved into our house.
Yeah, me too. When Dad told me we were moving in with a bunch of strangers, I felt really, really scared.
Yeah, me too. Well, it probably would have been easier if we'd had somebody to talk to who had been through the same thing, you know?
Hi, is this the family helpline?
Yeah, but don't expect too much from us. We stink.
Tell me about it. I'm Todd. You must be Spud and Barky.
Oh, my God! You're the guy who called! Thank God you're okay. Oh, we were so afraid you were going to do something crazy. But now that you're here, we can have a rational dialogue. And we can deal with all the issues that are troubling you. And we can get to the root of your depression so you can become a complete and fully functioning human being once again.
Man, she really is a pain in the butt.
Anyway, we're really glad that you came here to talk.
Yeah, look, we know getting into a stepfamily is really rough, but trust me, it is not worth driving off a cliff.
Well, I know that. It's just that with these new people moving in, everything's changing so fast, and nothing seems to make sense anymore.
It takes time to get used to the whole stepfamily thing, but it gets better, I promise. Especially if you have a sense of humor.
Exactly. If you're gonna be part of the same family, you gotta learn to bust each other's chops once in a while. I mean, look, if I didn't like Dana, do you think I'd be able to call her a butt-ugly cow pie, huh?
And if I didn't like JT, I wouldn't want to call him a knuckle-dragging pile of primordial ooze.
That was a good one.
Stop it.
No, really. Oh. Really, that was great. Give me some skin on that one. That was good.
You know, being in a step family is starting to sound kind of cool. You got any good slams for real dorky stepsister?
Oh, he is the king.
I got a million of them. All right, here is the key. Dog.
So, how you doing, honey?
Oh, fine. Why should I be fine, Frank? This is the third night in a row Cody's had to take Lily. I bet her first word's going to be duty.
Carol, like I said last night, I think Lily's just going through a phase.
It's much more serious than that, Frank. I was reading in this book, there's a chapter that tells about what's happening. It's called the maternal hate syndrome. They have over 50 documented cases where babies naturally hate their mothers.
Lily is a normal, beautiful little girl who loves you. She's not going to hate you till she's a teenager.
No!
She's coming.
Hey, guys. Thought you might want to say night-night to Little Muffin before we head down to the couch.
Oh, let me just hold her for a moment, okay?
Sure.
Now, don't cry, okay, Lily? Please. Please stop crying.
Carol?
What?
You know, Carol, I've been thinking that, you know, I'm no Dr. OBGYN Kenobi dude, you know? But I've been thinking that maybe Lily can somehow sense how tense you are.
Tense?
Yeah, just a little. You know, anyway, I got this theory that maybe babies can tell how uptight you are. And dude, you gotta find a way to relax around Lily.
Oh, Cody, how can I relax? She's been crying. I haven't slept for a week.
Yeah, I hear you. You just gotta find a way to work past all that, you know? Like, hey, no matter how much her crying just drives you crazy and grinds on your nerves and everything, you gotta just pretend you like it. Kind of like a Joey Lawrence concert.
I'll try anything. Cool. What do I do?
Okay. First thing, like, just sit down, relax, nice chair over here.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Now, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
And just get mellow. Mellow.
Okay, Lily. All right. Lily, what a beautiful, strong voice you have. Yes, yes. There, you just cry all night if you need to. Your mom, you'll be here all night long. Yes.
I thought it wouldn't. Okay. Hi, Carol. Hi, Lily. You guys. Hey, I know, Frank. Honey.
Mm-hmm.
You did it. She's quiet. Oh,
Carol, I'm so proud of you. In fact, I'd like to give you a little reward.